Many people see beauty in everyday disposable objects, but not objects that are disposed of every hour of every day. Jules Vitale is an artist who's designed driver's licenses for 34 of the 50 states and the District of Columbia, as well as Russia, Australia, Canada, Saudi Arabia, and several South American nations. But recently, Mr. Vitale's been applying his imagination to a medium that is usually left to crumble, styrofoam coffee cups. Jules Vitale joins us from the studios of Maine Public Radio in Portland. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Now, as I understand it, you were attending a meeting or had attended one too many meetings and began to fix on this idea.
That's where it started. Anyone can picture the metal cart in the corner with the little coffee urn and the little brown stirrers and the ripped open sugar packs, and the coffee cups are always pristine. And I don't drink coffee, and so I started carving them. I carry a razor-sharp jackknife with me, and I just started cutting them apart, and eventually I started putting them back together. I've devised a way that I can put them back together without adhesives.
And how many cups have you sculpted?
I have about 1,300. I must have sculpted over 2,000 of them over my life. A lot of them I gave away. I went through a period where I was just throwing them away. I didn't know in the beginning that I was dealing with a new art form. It was just something I was doing.
And they look like what?
The most common feedback I get is they look like spaceships, snowflakes, crowns, things like that. For years, they were of a more symmetrical nature that people saw things like that. And since I evolved into an asymmetric type art, I give them names that people start to see them, you know, see my name and what I've called it.
I've read some of your names. They're inventive.
It's hard. Sometimes the naming of them takes almost as long as the creation of the piece of art does.
We should share some of those names, like That Day at Kitty Hawk.
That Day at Kitty Hawk, yeah. It's a cup that looks like the first flight taking off from a sand dune.
Fiend Dew?
Fiend Dew, two mean little eyes looking at you. That's a little face if you look at it, like a little fiend.
Crown at Stake?
Crown at Stake is a crown. It's the bottom of the cup that's been cut off and turned upside down. It's all spiky, and it's off to the side. And I envisioned some royal figure that had been toppled, and that was the crown on the stake.
What's happened when you've taken your styrofoam art to museums?
Probably just what you're thinking in your head right now. People look and say, well, a styrofoam cup. And that's what they see a lot of times. Part of my toil in life is convincing people that this is indeed art.
Mr. Vitale, nice talking to you, sir.
Nice talking to you, too.
Jules Vitale is a sculptor in Freeport, Maine, and you can find pictures of his artwork at npr.org.